Welcome to Money Talk. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Money Talk is a podcast where we talk about money. This podcast is a place for me to be able to share what I learn and enjoy about personal finance. Here, you'll learn something about everything from budgeting to retiring. Let's get into today's episode. Welcome to Money Talk. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. In this week's episode, we're going to be talking about how to get started with your personal finances. Money can seem really daunting and overwhelming, but I'm going to walk you through some simple and quick steps on how you can get your finances under control and how you can start working towards progress with simple and quick steps. I hope you learned something from today's episode. If you have any questions, please ask them through the voice message link in the show notes or by emailing me at fleming.financialcoach@gmail.com. I hope you enjoy today's episode. So let's first talk about understanding your current situation. There's a couple of key things that you need to look at so that you can get a good grasp of your current financial situation. The first thing you need to look at is how much money do you have? How much money is in your random investment account? How much money is in your checking account with all the random banks that you maybe have one set up with? How much cash do you have? You need to figure out how much money you actually have. The second thing is how much money do you spend? Do you spend way more than you realize on groceries or eating out? Probably if you're not keeping track of it, there's going to be at least one category that you're unsure how much you're actually spending and that you'll be quite surprised when you learn how much you're actually spending. So the second thing is that you need to make sure you learn how much you're actually spending. The third thing is how much money do you owe? We're talking about debt. Do you have a car that you're paying on? Do you have credit cards that you're carrying debt on? Do you have a house mortgage? Do you have a 401k loan? There's all sorts of things that you could have outstanding balances for. Do you owe family members money? You need to look at and get a good grasp of how much money you owe different people. The next thing is how much money do you save? Do you put away $45 every single paycheck into your company 401k without realizing it? These are the sort of things that you need to check on. You need to learn how much you're not spending and how much you're saving every single month. You need to learn how much you're actually setting aside for savings goals like a vacation or buying a home in the future. Make sure you have a good number so that you can figure out how much percentage of your income you're saving at all times. Do you need to hire a financial planner? No, you don't. You don't need to hire somebody just to get these simple understanding steps to your personal finance situation. But a financial coach could help here. Once you start to get that understanding, a financial coach may be the next step for you to figure out how you can get control of your situation. Once you have that understanding of your current situation, you could begin to get control of it and the control that you need to have over your personal finance. You may notice you have way more debt than you thought, or that you spend a ton of money and that the numbers just seem terrifying, but you can get control over your financial life. Let's talk about that next. So let's talk about getting control over your financial situation. Now that you know how much money you're spending, how much money you have, how much money you owe people, all those key things that I talked about in the last segment, now you can start to get control. One of the first things you want to look at when you're starting to get control of your personal finances is how much are you spending? Limiting your expenses can actually save you a lot of money. I think people would be surprised when they realize how much money they can actually save when they just look at how much money they're actually spending and how much isn't really necessary and how much money they could be saving. You need to figure out how much extra you have so that you can get out of high interest debt. If when I mentioned the debt part of last section, if you had any credit card debt or high interest auto loan debt or any sort of payday loans, those are things you need to get out of as soon as possible. You need to get away from high interest debt. It is eating you alive. And there is a lot that could go wrong when you're carrying high interest debt, and your personal finance journey can be crippled by debt. So you can see the plan is starting to develop and that you can start to figure out the steps that are being laid out in front of you for what you need to do. Let's figure out how you can align these steps next to get on the right path for your financial journey. Setting personal priorities and financial goals. What are your priorities? This is one thing you need to look at when you're creating and getting started with your personal finances and your personal finance journey. What are your priorities? Do you want to travel a lot? Is going to Hawaii something that's on your mind? Do you want to go to Paris, Italy, anywhere? Do you want to just travel? Is that part of your journey in life? Is that one of your goals? Do you want to eat out? Do you enjoy a really nice meal and that's just your thing? Everyone has something that they want to spend a lot of money on, and that's completely okay. Everybody has that thing. Are you wanting to make sure you can provide for a family? Do you want to make sure that you can treat your family really well when you guys go on vacation? Those are the kind of things you need to figure out before you can really get started going strong in your personal finance journey. You need to figure out your priorities. And, like I mentioned in the last segment, paying off high interest debt needs to be a great priority for you. Let's talk about the debt snowball, which you've probably heard of the term debt snowball, meaning that you start with your smallest debt and build and build and pay off debt. But let's talk about the debt snowball in a backwards way. Compound interest is the seventh wonder of the world, and it is something that if you don't understand it, it will crush you. You need to make sure that you're understanding compound interest. Compound interest can work backwards for you when it comes to high interest debt. It can work backwards for you in the way that you see when stock market is growing, you are able to compound your interest and growth over time. But when you're paying interest on a credit card, that growth works against you. So if you're getting a $25 interest charge on your credit card every month, that $25 is increasing that percentage that you're going to pay every single time. And suddenly that $25 could turn into $26, $27, $28 that's being added every single month. And it can make your credit cards virtually impossible to pay off, or that they take 6 or 7 years to pay off a few $100s or a few $1,000s, something that should not take very long to pay off. But when you're only making minimum payments on your credit cards, the snowball can be rolling right toward you, right down the hill toward you. And it can be a terrifying thing when it finally adds up to this giant snowball of debt that you just can't really pay off, or that's going to take you a long time. So high interest debt needs to be one of the things that you set as a high priority to pay off. Goals and priorities can make the next step to getting started controlling your finances a lot easier. Next is creating and actually sticking to a budget. It is key to pay off high interest credit card debt, or any high interest debt for that matter, because, like I mentioned earlier, that snowball is rolling towards you. That compounding interest of the credit card is working against you. Every month when it adds that interest payment to your card, that is that compound interest working against you. Because if you have $100 and you have a $15 interest charge added, now you're calculating interest on $115. And it's likely going to very much decrease how much effort and how much progress you're making with only making the minimum payments, because it's adding so much interest back on your card. Think about it. Compounding interest, when looked at a typical stock market environment, the typical research can calculate that when you're 18, $1 can turn into $88 by the time you're 65. That isn't that much, because the stock market typically only gets about a 6 to 8% return, whereas your credit cards are, 15 to 25% interest. That is crazy. That money can compound a lot faster than $1 to $88 from 18 to 65. You could be swallowed and drowning in credit card debt so quickly if you're not paying attention to it and you're only making minimum payments. How much of your money is going towards monthly minimum payments? How much could be coming towards you? I think that is a great first step to calculate. Calculate all of your minimum payments, or how much you're paying towards credit cards, and imagine if that money was going into your pocket instead of the bank and credit card company's pocket. Once you have debt paid off, you can begin to save money, and saving money is crucial. Let's talk about that next. So let's talk about saving money. You need to get started with your emergency fund. An emergency fund, even if it's small, makes your life significantly easier. You need to have some savings that's set aside in case of an emergency. What if you have a bad week and 6 light bulbs go out all at once? Light bulbs aren't super cheap and sometimes can be pretty expensive. And if you're living paycheck to paycheck with every single dollar needing to be spent on something, you might not even have enough money for light bulbs, and you have to put them on a credit card. And then that reverse snowball starts coming at you because your credit card interest starts building up. Now, light bulbs are a very small example, and they almost shouldn't ever be an emergency, but there are other small things that I'm sure you could think of, like a microwave going out or a toaster oven, something that you need more than you think, and then you realize it once it goes out. Don't make those things an emergency. Make them a minor inconvenience and get your emergency fund saved up. Even a car tire going flat really shouldn't be an emergency. You should be able to go to a car tire store and get a new tire and have it installed without having to worry or finance any of that. So make sure you start saving to get yourself an emergency fund. You will be shocked at how much easier it makes your life when you have that emergency fund. Now, you figured out your goals and priorities earlier in this podcast. You need to make sure you have those in mind so that you can learn how to save for them. Is one of your priorities going on a vacation next year? You need to make sure to consider that for when you're saving money, because I think it'll sneak up on you quicker than you expect. And then all of a sudden you're ready to go on vacation. How are you going to pay for it? A bunch of credit cards? Yeah, you could do that, but then that reverse snowball builds up pretty quick and starts rolling towards you really fast with that compounding interest working against you. But you don't need to get too complex here. Saving money is a process. You're not going to get rich overnight. I'm sorry. I'm not going to have some secret to tell you in this podcast on how you can get rich overnight, because it's a long process.
My wife and I have been saving money for over a month, and we're not by any means wealthy yet. It takes a long time. That compound interest has to work for you in your favor. And generally, compound interest isn't as fast as it is with debt. So you have to work at it for a long time. You have to keep saving, keep figuring out your goals and priorities. Make sure your emergency fund is maintained and at a good level. Generally, it should be at least 3 months, but go back and listen to my emergency funds episode a few episodes ago to get a better sense about emergency funds. But you need to keep working on the process. It doesn't have to be super complex. Keep saving money simple so it doesn't overwhelm you. Now that you've put some effort into that process, let's talk about how you can maintain your progress and keep improving your finances. Now you have to make sure you're regularly checking in on your progress. Make sure you're paying attention to your plan. Once you start developing that savings plan, make sure you're paying attention to it and that your money is actually going towards your savings plan or your debt payoff plan. Make sure you're actually following it. You don't have to check super often on your plan, but you do have to check. You can't just set it and forget it most of the times. Once you start building financial independence and not relying on every single paycheck, you can automate things. Rebecca and I have our bills set to auto pay, and I honestly never even consider whether they're paid or not because I know they will be, and I know we have the money in place to pay for them. That's a point you can easily get to once you start learning how to save money and budget. So you don't have to check super often, but you do have to make sure to check. Because if you don't check, you can fall back into old habits. If you're not paying attention, all of a sudden you could spend a whole bunch of money on your credit card because you weren't paying attention to your budget. You weren't making sure to keep yourself within your spending limits that you've set, and you weren't making sure to save your money. Make sure you have a written plan. We're going to talk about this in a lot more depth next week, but you need to have a written plan for your debt payoff. You need to have a written plan for your savings plan. You need to have a written budget. You need to make sure everything is written down so you know what to stick to, because odds are very high that after a whole month goes by, you're not going to remember those numbers just out of your head. There's a bunch of apps and a whole bunch of different spreadsheet templates that you can access that help make writing this stuff down easier. I have a budget spreadsheet template that I would be happy to send you if you need somewhere to start, and I'd be happy to work with you on getting started budgeting and starting to figure out your written plan. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of Money Talk, where we talked about getting started with your personal finance journey. We talked about understanding and getting control of your situation, setting goals and priorities, creating a budget, paying off debt, saving money, and checking in on your progress. This episode has been a lot of good information in regards to starting out with your money and managing your finances. As a reminder, if you need help with any of these steps, please let me know what I can do, as I do financial coaching and can help you get started. In the show notes this week is the voice message link, where you can send me a voice message with any questions or comments. I would be happy to address them on the show. Thank you so much for tuning into Money Talk, and I am your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.